Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to all of the Read the Worders. It's good to have you with us.
Good morning.
Here we are again with the amazing, awesome, wonderful, majestic Word of God, presenting ourselves to Him, a workman, a studier of the Word of God. Don't worry, I do make up good words. I read Dr. Seuss, and he was a mighty man of God, no matter what they said about taking his books off the shelf. Mm-hmm. If you're offended by Dr. Seuss and Aunt Jemima's maple syrup, you got a really bad problem in your life. There's something that is definitely out of order. Anyways, welcome. Today we get to see Elijah going way up in the middle of the air. That was Ezekiel. Elijah's ministry is finished. Elisha's ministry begins, and Elisha's ministry begins with some pretty amazing miracles. Bam, 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 right off the bat. We're going to read them all. Four chapters, signs and wonders in the OT right now, today. And these are probably some of my most favorite chapters of the whole Bible is right here. About the first seven chapters of 2 Kings, I read them all the time. I speak these verses all the time. I preach these people all the time because they're great examples of faith. And here we go. No preaching, just reading. Are you ready? Let's pray our opening prayer like we pray every single time that we come together. You find it right there in the notes of the program on YouTube and on Blog Talk Radio. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith. I will be rooted and grounded in love, be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height. So I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, when I said the word depth, I had a picture of what happens if I share my screen from my Zoom. And I'm sharing the screen, and it's the screen shared into infinity. That's the depth of God.
Amen.
Yeah. I mean, how deep is God? You're never will we ever see the depth of how great our God is. Just never will. 2 Kings. Chapter 1, uno, dos, tres, reinos. No, I was trying to say king.
Oh.
You know, reign. It was a really bad attempt. For all of my friends of the Spanish-speaking world, please forgive me for such a horrible. Here we go. Don't worry. I can read in Spanish pretty good. I just can't tell you what I'm saying. Chapter 1. Moab rebelled against Israel after the death of Ahab. Just whatever you do, don't stand up for a wicked man.
Oh, no.
My God. Can't figure out these people that stand up for Jesse Jackson and all them crazy, most wicked, horrible, vile men. And some of you may be listening and be like, oh, they're mighty men of God. No, they are not. Check their private life. They are vile men. All right. I'm over it. I'm done. Here we go. Verse 2. What are we going to do? We got four chapters to read. I got as far as one verse. Wait. No, just the equal time. There's as many wicked people on the other side. Don't stand with them, people.
Yeah, amen.
Ever. Ever. Whew. Verse 2. Maybe you should read. Now, Ahaziah fell through the lattice of his room in Samaria and was injured. And he sent messengers and said to them, go inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron, whether I shall recover from this injury, the king of Israel. The angel of the Lord said to Elisha the Tishbite, rise, go meet the messengers of the king of Samaria and say to them, is it because there is no God in Israel that you're going to go inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron? Wow. Therefore, thus says the Lord, you shall not come down from the bed to which you've gone up, but you shall surely die. Elijah departed. When the messengers returned to him, he said to them, why have you come back so quickly? And they said to him, a man came to meet us and said to us, go return to the king who sent you and say to him, thus says the Lord, is it because there is no God in Israel that you are sending to inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron? Therefore, you shall not come down from the bed to which you have gone up, but you shall surely die. He said to them, what kind of man was it who came up to meet you and told you these words? They said, a hairy man wearing a leather belt around his waist. And he said, it is Elijah the Tishbite. King sent to him a captain of 50 with his 50 men. Here's one of the cool stories. I mean, it's not cool for the 50 men, but I mean, hello.
Right.
I would like to see it happen right now today.
Oh, no kidding.
So he went up to him, and there he was sitting on the top of the hill, and he spoke to him, man of God, the king has said, come down. Elijah answered and said to the captain of 50, if I am a man of God, then let fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50 men. And fire came down from heaven and consumed him and his 50. No. Then he sent to him another captain of 50 with his 50 men. He answered and said to him, man of God, thus has the king said, come down quickly. Elijah answered and said to them, if I am a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50 men. Fire came down from heaven, consumed him and his 50. Is nobody learning any lessons here? We should be learning a lesson by now. 100 men consumed by fire on the same road.
It seems like it. Well, I bet the last group was pretty scared, though.
13. Again, he sent a third captain of 50 with his 50 men, and the third captain of 50 came crawling on his face to the man of God. My God, don't kill me. Before Elijah, and pleaded with him, man of God, please let my life and the life of the servants of yours be precious in your sight. Fire has come down from heaven and burned up the first two captains of 50 with their 50s. But let my life now be precious in your sight. The angel of the Lord said to Elijah, go down with him. Do not be afraid of him. So he arose and went down with him to the king. He said to him, thus says the Lord, because you sent messengers to inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron, is it because there's no god in Israel to inquire of his word? Therefore, you shall not come down from the bed to which you've gone up, but you shall surely die. Ahaziah died according to the word of the Lord, which Elijah had spoken, because he had no son. Jehoram became king in his place. The second year of Jehoram, the son of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah. Now the rest of the act of Ahaziah, which he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? Chapter number 2. Don't hang out with wicked men. Came to pass when the Lord was about to take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me on to Bethel. But Elisha said, as the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you. So they went down to Bethel. Sons of the prophet who were at Bethel came out to Elisha and said to him, do you not know that the Lord will take away your master from over you today? And he said, yes, I know. Keep silent. Hush up about it. Elijah said to him, Elisha, stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me on to Jericho. He said, as the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you. And they came to Jericho. Sons of the prophets who were at Jericho came to Elisha and said to him, do you not know? Do you know that the Lord will take away your master from over you today? He answered, yes, I know. Keep silent. He probably told that group, just shut up.
I know.
But that's modern day language, and it might not be true. Verse 6, then Elijah said to him, stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me out of the Jordan. But he said, as the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you. So the two of them went on. 50 men of the sons of the prophet went and stood facing them at a distance while the two of them stood by the Jordan. Elijah took his mantle, rolled it up, struck the water. And it was divided this way and that so that the two of them crossed over on dry ground. So it was when they had crossed over that Elijah said to Elisha, ask what I may do for you before I am taken away from you. Elisha said, please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me. Elisha knew he was going to have double to get the mission accomplished because the next generation was wicked. All right? And Ahab had died, but Jezebel hadn't died.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he said, you have asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me when I am taken up from you, it shall be for you, but if not, it shall not be so. Happened as they continued on and talked, suddenly a chariot of fire appeared with horses of fire and separated the two of them. Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. Elisha saw it and he cried out, my father, chariot of Israel and its horsemen. So he saw him no more and he took hold of his own clothes and tore them into two pieces. He took up the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and went back and stood by the bank of the Jordan. He took the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and struck the water and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? He was still using his father's name. And when he also had struck the water, it was divided this way and that, and Elijah crossed over the river. Some people walk on the water. Some people move the water and walk on dry ground. When the sons of the prophets who were from Jericho saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah rests on Elisha. And they came to meet him and bowed to the ground before him. Then they said to him, look now, there are 50 strong men with your servants. Please let them go and search for your master, lest perhaps the spirit of the Lord has taken him up and cast him upon some mountain or into some valley. These are just men that are trying to go somewhere and do something. That's all it is. And he said, you shall not send anyone. But when they urged him till he was ashamed, he said, send them. Therefore, they sent 50 men, and they searched for 3 days. But they didn't find him. When they came back to him, for he stayed in Jericho, he said to them, I told you so. Do not go up. The men of the city said to Elijah, please notice the situation of this city is pleasant as my Lord sees, but the water is bad and the ground barren. He said, bring me a new bowl, put salt in it. So they brought it to him. He went out to the source of the water, cast in the salt, and said, thus says the Lord, I have healed this water from it. There shall be no more death or barrenness. The water remained healed to this day according to the word of Elisha, which he spoke. And he went up from there to Bethel, and he was going up the road. Some youths came from the city and mocked him and said to him, go up, you bald head, go up. He turned around, looked at them, and pronounced a curse on them in the name of the Lord. And two female bears came out of the woods and mauled 42 of the youths.
shouldn't have been making fun. They're bullying.
Went from there to Mount Carmel, and from there he returned to Samaria. Do not mock God, and do not mock his prophets.
Amen.
Chapter 3. That was a good time, 15:15. Moab rebels against Israel. Now Jehoram, the son of Ahab, became king over Israel at Samaria. In the 18th year of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, and reigned 12 years. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord, but not like his father and mother. For he put away the sacred pillar of Baal that his father had made. Nevertheless, he persisted in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel sin. He did not depart from them. Now, Elisha, king of Moab, was a sheep breeder. And he regularly paid the king of Israel 100,000 lambs and the wool of 100,000 rams.
That is a lot.
How many sheep does a female sheep have a year? Two or three?
No, one or two.
One or two.
Mm-hmm.
Too often?
Yeah.
So you would have to have 50,000 ewes that both had, that all had twins to repopulate that fast every year. Or how long would it take you to build a herd of 100,000 ewes?
Yeah.
Did you see that? But he was a sheep breeder. Paid the king of Israel regularly 100,000 sheep. Happened when Ahab died, the king of Moab rebelled against the king of Israel. King Joram went out of Samaria at that time and mustered all Israel. Then he went and sent to Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, saying, king of Moab has rebelled against me. Will you go with me to fight against Moab? He said, I will go up. I am as you are. My people are your people. My horses, your horses. Bad decision. He said, which way shall we go up? And he answered, by the way of the wilderness of Edom. King of Israel went with the king of Judah and the king of Edom. And they marched on the roundabout route 7 days, and there was no water for the army, nor for the animals that followed them. King of Israel said, alas, for the Lord has called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab. Jehoshaphat said, is there no prophet of the Lord here, that we may inquire of the Lord by him? One of the servants of the king of Israel answered and said, Elisha, the son of Shaphat, is here, who poured water on the hands of Elijah, means he served him. Jehoshaphat said, the word of the Lord is with him. King of Israel and Jehoshaphat and the king of Edom went down to him. Elisha said to the king of Israel, what have I to do with you? Go to the prophets of your father and the prophets of your mother. King of Israel said to him, no, for the Lord has called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab. Elisha said, as the Lord of hosts lives, before whom I stand, surely were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, I would not look at you or even see you. When you're that detestable to the prophet, you have to change your ways.
Yeah.
15, now bring me a musician. And it happened when the musician played, the hand of the Lord came upon him. He said, thus says the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. For thus says the Lord, you shall not see wind, nor shall you see rain, yet the valley shall be filled with water, so that you, your cattle, and your animals may drink. And this is a simple matter in the sight of the Lord. He will also deliver the Moabites into your hands. It was simple for God to fill the ditches with water. 19, and you shall attack every fortified city, every choice city, shall cut down every good tree and stop up every spring of water and ruin every good piece of land with stones. Now somebody's going to have to go through and undo that. Happened in the morning when the grain offering was offered that suddenly water came by way of Edom, and the land was filled with water. But all the Moabites heard that the kings had come up to fight against them. All who were able to bear arms and older were gathered, and they stood at the border. They rose up early in the morning, and the sun was shining on the water, and the Moabites saw the water on the other side as red as blood. And they said, "This is the blood. The kings have certainly struck swords and have killed one another. Now, therefore, Moab to the spoil." So when they came to the camp of Israel, Israel rose up, attacked the Moabites, so that they fled before them, and they entered their land, killing the Moabites. Then they destroyed the cities. Each man threw a stone in every good piece of land and filled it. They stopped up all the springs and water and cut down all the good trees. They left the stones of Kir Hareseth intact. However, the slingers surrounded and attacked it. Slingers. He who has a sling
is a slinger.
And when the king of Moab saw that the battle was too fierce for him, he took with him 700 men and drew swords to break through to the king of Edom, but they could not. When he took his oldest son, who would have reigned this place, offered him as a burnt offering upon the wall.
Wow.
You sick and twisted, perverse people.
Yeah.
Stop offering your children the altar of false gods. They departed from him and returned to their own land. Chapter 4. I like the story of the prophets through this, but I'm just flat ticked at the kings. Beat you with a club. The rod and the staff, they will comfort you. They're peaceful. It's one of my favorite Old Testament stories right here, the next seven verses.
I know, yeah.
Certain woman, we read it last night. Certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophet cried out to Elisha, saying, "Your servant, my husband, is dead." Obadiah. "And you know that your servant feared the Lord. So much he took care of 100 prophets. And the creditor is coming today to take my two sons to be his slaves." Elisha said there, "What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in your house?" And she said, "Your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil." And he said, "Go borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors, empty vessels. Do not gather just a few. When you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you and your sons. Then pour it into all those vessels." Remember, she had a little vial, and they're filling big vessels.
Okay.
"And set aside the full ones." So she went from him, shut the door behind her, her sons who brought the vessels to her, and she poured it out. Came to pass when the vessels were full that she said to her son, "Bring me another vessel." And he said to her, "There is not another vessel." So the oil ceased. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, "Go, sell the oil, pay your debt. You and your sons live on the rest." Many scholars believe she became an oil tycoon right there because it poured out so much. Here's the story you got
to
get out of this.
Well, it had to have been a lot.
When God's performing a miracle, make sure you got everything in order to get every bit of it he's trying to bring to you. Mm-hmm. And you'll go from poverty stricken to a tycoon in a matter of a couple hours.
Hallelujah.
Elisha raises the Shunammite son. Happened one day that Elisha went to Shunam, where there was a little woman, and she persuaded him to eat some food. My wife's a notable woman.
Thank you.
It was as often he passed by, he would turn in there to eat some food. And she said to her husband, "Look now, I know that there's a holy man of God who passes by us regularly. Let us make a small upper room on the wall. Let us put a bed for him there, and a table and a chair and a lampstand and a George Foreman grill. So it'll be whenever he comes to us, he can turn in there." All right. And it happened one day, verse 11, that he came and turned into the upper room and lay down there. And he said to Gehazi, his servant, "Call the Shunammite woman." When he had called her, she stood before him. And he said to him, "Say now to her, 'Look, you have been concerned for us with all this care. What can I do for you? Do you want me to speak on your behalf to the king or the commander of the army? She answered, I dwell among my own people. He said, what then is to be done for her? Gehazi answered, actually, she has no son and her husband is old. So he said, call her. When he called her, she stood in the doorway and he said, about this time next year, you shall embrace a son. And she said, no, my lord. Man of God, do not lie to your maidservant. Of course, back then, there was a whole different mentality between that lady and a bunch of them today.
Oh my
That's
goodness,
all I got
yeah.
to say. The woman conceived and bore a son. And when the appointed time had come, which Elijah told her, the child grew. Now, just so everybody knows, that was not an immaculate conception. There was only one of those. They actually had to have sex. They actually had to make love with each other in order for that to happen. But God opened her womb and opened up his seed. Now it happened one day that he went out to his father, to the reapers. He said to his father, my head. So he said to his servant, carry him to his mother. Taking him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then he died. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God, shut the door upon him, and went out. Then she called her husband and said, please send me one of the young men and one of the donkeys that I may run to the man of God and come back. And he said, why are you going to him today? It's neither the new moon nor the Sabbath. And she said, all is well. Get me a donkey. Then she saddled a donkey, said to her servants, drive and go forward. Do not slacken the pace for me unless I tell you. And so she departed and went to the man of God at Mount Carmel. So it was when the man of God saw her far off, said to his servant, hey, look, the Shunammite woman, please run now to meet her and say to her, is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with the child? And she answered, it's all well. She was in faith.
Yes, she was.
She came to the man of God at the hill. She caught him by the feet. But Gehazi came near to push her away, but the man of God said, let her alone, for her soul is in deep distress, and the Lord has hidden it from me and has not told me. So she said, did I ask a son of my Lord? Did I not say, do not deceive me? He said to Gehazi, get yourself ready, take my staff in my hand, and on your way, if you meet anyone, do not greet him. If anyone greets you, do not answer him. Lay my staff on the face of the child. The mother of the child said, as the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you. So he arose and followed her. Gehazi went on ahead. Not only was she a notable woman, she was very specific. I will not leave you. So you're going to come with me. Now Gehazi went on ahead of them and laid the staff in the face of the child, but there was neither voice nor hearing. Therefore he went back to meet him and told him, saying, the child is not awakened. When Elisha came into the house, there was the child lying dead on his bed. And he went in therefore, shut the door behind the two of them, prayed to the Lord, went up and lay on the child, put his mouth on his mouth, his eyes on his eyes, and his hands on his hands. And he stretched himself out on the child, and the flesh of the child became warm. You would need to know the voice of God.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
He returned and walked back and forth in the house and again went up and stretched himself on him. And the child sneezed 7 times, and the child opened his eyes, and he called Gehazi and said, call the Shunammite woman. So he called her, and she came into him, and she said, and he said, pick up your son. She went in, fell at his feet, bowed the ground, she picked up her son, and she went out. Pretty cool story right there.
Mm-hmm. Both of those are excellent stories.
Verse 38, and Elisha returned to Gilgal, and there was a famine in the land. Now the sons of the prophets were sitting before him, and he said to his servant, put on a large pot and boil stew for the sons of the prophets. So one of them went out in the field to gather herbs and found a wild vine and gathered from it a lap full of wild gourds. Came and sliced them into the pot of stew, though they did not know what they were. That's not a good idea to just go in the wilderness, find a gourd, make a stew of it. Then they served it to the men to eat. Now it happened as they were eating the stew, they cried out and said, man of God, there's death in the pot. and they could not eat it. If only there was a few people of our generation that learned to say the same statement. There's death in the pot. So he said, then bring some flour, put into the pot, and said, serve it to the people that may eat, and there was nothing harmful in the pot. Then a man came from Baal Shalishiah and brought the man of God bread of first fruits, 20 loaves of barley bread, newly ripened grain in his knapsack. And he said, give it to the people that they may eat. But his servant said, what? Shall I set this before 100 men? He said again, give it to the people that they may eat. For thus says the Lord, they shall eat and have some left over. So he set it before them, and they ate and had some left over, according to the word of the Lord to Elisha the prophet. Four chapters of God's provision and blessing and care for those who are his children. Now, we're at Circle the Wagons. Number one, do not run with the wicked king. Just don't do it. Those of you who are finding yourself right now on the wrong side of people, you're in a crowd of violence. You're in a crowd of anger. You're in a crowd of hatred. You're in a crowd of destroying people's property. You better open this book and see what God's going to do. Eternity is forever. So you might hate what's going on. You cannot violate this book. And then on the other side, expect to have what you want. It only takes 5 seconds in hell to decide this is forever. You might say, well, I don't even believe in hell. You should, because you believe in a maximum security prison with a hole. And that's the perfect example of hell. You don't listen to the police officer, he sends you to the judge. You don't listen to the judge, he sends you to the jailer. You don't listen to the jailer, he sends you to the judge. Where's the judge send you? To prison. If you don't listen to the warden, then the warden sends you to solitary confinement, which is called the hole. And I've talked to men from the hole. They usually end up learning to submit. Yeah. You see, there's no getting out of hell. I'm not a hellfire and brimstone. If you just listen to me, you'll build a relationship with your father that is amazing. You don't even have to think about all this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
In Jesus' name. We're going to pray the prayer of salvation. What's that mean? I'm going to give you the opportunity right now to get yourself right with God. Pray this prayer with me. I'm going to say it. Sister Leanne will say it. You pray with her. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every
day. And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting
life. I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
I receive you into my life right now,
and
Jesus.
And I receive you into my life right now, Jesus.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your love and your righteousness.
All of your love and your righteousness.
Filling every cell of my body.
Filling every cell of my body.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of
pray
God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my
and
heavenly
live
language.
A successful life.
And live a successful
as
life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer
I
every
pray
day.
This in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, welcome to the kingdom of God. Let me be the first to say, you made it, you did it. It's the greatest decision you ever made. Right now on the inside, you're like, wow, something's going on in here, Pastor. Yeah, I know. You're going from darkness to light because Jesus is the light of the world. He just came in. You're going from fear to faith because he's the author and finisher of your faith. You're going from your sin to his righteousness because you said, fill me with the righteousness. And Jesus has just adopted you into the family. You are now an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. Somebody else shout hallelujah. You might say, Pastor, how in the world do I do that? I don't even know how to be a Christian. Don't worry about being a Christian. Get you a Bible. Take a snapshot real quick. Thompson Chain Reference Bible New King James Version. Go back and slow the video down. That's at 35:25, and you can take a picture of that Bible. Buy you one. About $80. It's worth it. Get you a good leather binder on it that'll last for quite a few years. And study this book. But most of all, when you wake up in the morning, say, Father, help me walk with you. And when you stop at noon to eat your noon meal, say, Father, thank you for your help today. When you eat your supper at night, say, thank you for this wonderful food we're about to receive, and we cast out all chemicals and bad stuff out of it. When you lay down in your bed at night, look up at that ceiling in all the darkness, say, Father, how did I do today? And you'll begin to hear his voice leading you into the paths of righteousness. And get connected with us. We have a prayer time every day. Right now it's at noon. We have an interactive Bible study every evening, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, 6 Mountain, 5 Pacific. And this program that you're listening to right now, which is Read the Word. This is every morning, usually available right around midnight. And it'll be a blessing to you. Send this link. There's a link right down there that says the full Read the Word link. And it's a playlist of every video of Read the Word from January 1st till today. Every one of them. Not a day we missed. We had to fight a few days to not be missed. But we did it. And it'll be a blessing to you. Remember? This is Friday morning. Sunday morning, we receive communion right here while we're live. Till we see you again, this is what we say. May God bless you. We love you.
We love you.
And God loves you. And Jesus
is Lord.
Send me an email. In Jesus' mighty name. Or send her one. Or send both of us one.